I'll catch you manana. Uncle Sam's only man packing katanas. Remain anonymous while I'm leaving remains. That's a neat.
Welcome to episode 33 of Upshift, No Direction Network's Essence 20 podcast, where every 2 weeks we give you an edge. I give you an edge on Essence 20. I'm Ryan Costello, one of the designers of the Essence 20 system, and an author on the G.I. Joe Transformers and My Little Pony role-playing game, Core Rule Books, as well as a dozen other products for Essence 20 from Renegade Game Studios. Before we begin, although I have worked for Renegade on Essence 20 in some capacity, that doesn't make sense. I'll talk about that in a second. Upshift is not associated with or produced by Renegade Game Studios, and this is not an official Essence 20 podcast. So why I say in some capacity doesn't make sense is that I was kind of editing on the fly the stuff I would normally say with Jason, my co-host, for the last 30 or so episodes. And people who tuned into the previous episode know that that was Jason's last episode. He is moving on from, well, like he moved on from Renegade a while ago, and now he's moving on from spending his free time supporting Renegade. Not that he wasn't proud of the work that he did there, but podcasts take time, which is one of the reasons there hasn't been an episode in a while. It takes time, it takes energy, and Jason thought that just he should be focusing his energy elsewhere. And so I'm trying a solo podcast. I mentioned in the last episode that I don't know what the future of Upshift is going to look like, only that I wanted there to be a future of Upshift. So it's possible I will have guest co-hosts or guests. No, I don't think I want to do an interview show. I think it'll either be guest co-hosts, or I'll find a regular co-host, or I will get comfortable finally doing solo podcasts and just do this on my own, which is what we're doing today. Today, it is a news episode. It's been, I think it's been 2 months since the last episode of Upshift. April 19th, and it is now March. March 23rd, as I'm writing this. Recording this. So yeah, it's been a month. Oh, that means I only missed one episode? Wow, I really thought that I had not done anything Upshift-related in at least two episodes worth of time. But no, apparently not. Apparently, I mean, I am doing this the day before it's supposed to release, so I guess technically it does feel like it's been a lot of time since the last episode. But no. Apparently I only missed the one episode. Well, go me, I guess. And surprisingly, in that time, there have been quite a lot of Essence 20 announcements. So, announcements from Renegade regarding Essence 20, most of which are about things that are happening this summer. So I thought it would be a good time to talk about what's been announced, what we know. And by what we know, I mean what you could know. Because I will not be going into anything that I know about these announcements that has not been announced. And I won't even say which of these I do know more about and which of these I don't. But I do believe that there's still going to be enough content here that just talking about what's been announced will lead to a long and enriched conversation with myself for you to listen to. So I've got this divided into two major topics. One of them is crossover announcements, and one of them is the next Renegade Con June 2024 special edition. And yeah, you know what? Let's start with Renegade Con June 2024 special edition. There's less meat on this bone. So first we'll give the mandatory chuckle that Renegade Con, they have strange names, and this one follows in that tradition. So it is the Renegade Con June Special Edition, which implies there's regular editions, but really there's not. They're all Renegade Cons, and they're not really cons. So anyway, they're every 6 months or so? Or do they do three a year? Anyway, Renegade, at a pretty regular interval, has these big news events where they have several seminars, and then they go into what to expect from the next 6 months or so of Renegade. So in the June 2024 one, it is a smaller one. So some of the Renegade cons have been three-day events, which just panel after panel. Some of them are one-day events. This one is a one-day event, and it's only five panels, 1 hour each, which I believe makes this the shortest Renegade con since I started paying attention to Renegade cons. So I'm not sure what the history was of Renegade cons before I got involved with Renegade. But this one feels short and sweet, and it starts with what is probably going to be some of the biggest news, for the gaming world in general, but it has very little to do with Essence 20. It is HeroScape. Wave 2 reveals and Gen Con news. So HeroScape has not released Wave 1 yet, and I have not been keeping up with the words, with the news. So seeing that Wave 2 is being revealed is a surprise to me, because I didn't realize they were far enough along in the production development of the HeroScape Return that they were ready to announce Wave 2. And then at 2 p.m., we've got Renegade Reveals and Gen Con. And I should point out, I believe this is the only time that Essence 20 will be covered. It is a very... it's only the five panels, and they are fairly broad, except for the ones that are HeroScape-specific. Oh, no, sorry, there's one that's an interview with the deck builder designer, I suppose. Yeah, there we go, designer interview. Oh, of Unstoppable, the new Kickstarter that's out. Yes. You would think that I would have had this figured out a little earlier, but all I really did was skim it and say, like, oh, not a lot of Essence 20 at this year's Renegade Con, or this June's Renegade Con. So at 2 p.m., Renegade Reveals and Gen Con. Discover Renegade's plans for Gen Con and new releases coming this fall. I believe this is what where Essence 20 content will be covered, but I'm not sure. If it's not here, then there's just no Essence 20 content at this year's Renegade Con, which would be a surprise. But we also, and I talked about this with Jason on episode 30 when we were talking about the 10th anniversary Renegade Con, that they announced more stuff than I was expecting for Essence 20 at that con, which makes me think that maybe they front-loaded all the Essence 20 news there. Maybe we won't get Essence 20 news here. Maybe we will only get it here. I should also point out that World of Darkness also does not have a dedicated panel. So anything not related to HeroScape or unboxing fits into this one 2 p.m. panel. So if you are really not interested in anything else that Renegade offers, although we'll talk about the other three panels, and there's at least one of them that I think people will, that is of value to Essence 20 fans. But yeah, the Renegade Reveals in Gen Con feels like the only place that we might get some Essence 20 content. And if we do, I expect it to maybe be 15 minute max, because everything Renegade is doing has to be crammed into that 1 hour. Actually, you know what? The next panel also might have some Essence 20 content. I actually don't quite know what to expect from the 3 p.m. panel, which is called Renegade Unboxing Party, featuring Becca Scott. Get a sneak peek inside the box of some of our hottest upcoming August releases. So again, that could be stuff that was talked about at previous Renegade Cons. Now you'll get to see some of the physical products. That one's kind of mystifying to me. They've never done a panel like that as far as I know. And so I don't know what to expect, but also possible you'll get some Essence 20 content in there, but it won't be Essence 20 reveals from the way I'm reading it. But you might get a sneak peek at what will be inside the Transformers and G.I. Joe beginner boxes. Or you might get a sneak peek at the Factions in Action Volume 2 Intercontinental Adventures. That's really the only things that I can see happening at that 3 p.m. one. 4 p.m. is the Unstoppable Designer interview. It's featuring John DeClaire, the game designer. The blurb here says, learn what reviewers are calling the best deck builder of 2024. And this is coming to Kickstarter June 18th, and Renegade has really started the ramp up to this. So there is a lot of excitement for this Kickstarter, this game. The upcoming project notification page that Renegade has set up has a little more information. It says a roguelite momentum deck builder for solo or cooperative play by designer John DeClaire. Combos, card crafting, and epic adventure. So that does kind of narrow it down. It gives us a little bit more of the style of gameplay. But I am still curious about what's going on here. But just the fact that Renegade has put so much... they are hyping this up and so early, and then dedicating an entire hour of this five-hour-long Renegade Con, really, that has me curious. So kind of the meta around the game. Renegade puts out a lot of games a year. They don't do this kind of special treatment for a lot of those games. And so this is definitely something that has piqued my curiosity. And even though I, as like I said in the last episode, I'm not actively collecting board games anymore. I've definitely slowed down my board game purchases, but I'm curious what this one's all about. And then finally, this is the final panel, the panel I was alluding to, that even though it has no Essence 20 content, Essence 20 fans may want to check it out. It is another how to paint. It does not say who will be painting it. It does say that it is HeroScape related. Learn how to paint your HeroScape minis. But here's the secret. If something is a hero paint, like if something applies to painting HeroScape minis, it will also apply to painting every other miniature that you own. And so if you have picked up the G.I. Joe or the Power Rangers, either the box sets of miniatures, or if you Renegade released like STL files you can buy for the Power Rangers game, or you know, if you're into Heroes of the Grid, or oh wow, this is embarrassing, but I'm drawing a blank on what the JoJo equivalent of Heroes of the Grid is called. But in any case, if you have miniatures to paint, it's always fun to check out these how to paints. They are usually the most interactive panel on the weekend, and so if you have any questions about how to make the most out of your painting projects, or you're just curious about different techniques, this is a great opportunity to talk to a professional painter about how they approach their projects. And that's it. That is it for Renegade Con June 2024 Special Edition. Like I said, it's short. It's not fully dedicated to Essence 20, like, or none of them have been fully dedicated to, but there are no panels dedicated to Essence 20, and Essence 20 isn't even called out here, so there is actually no reason to believe that there will be Essence 20 content. Probably something that you can ask about on Discord if you are only interested in Renegade Con for the Essence 20 content. You can just double check and see if there's anything you can look forward to, or if you can sit this one out. I obviously would encourage people to check it out anyway, but I'm not going to waste your time if it's just not something that, if you don't think there's going to be anything there that appeals to you. So, with Renegade Con out of the way, we can talk about the crossover announcements, because there are actually three items of significance related to Essence 20 and crossovers. First of all, is that the Gen Con multi-table mega event, Worlds Collide 2, the Pony Puzzle, has been announced, and as the title implies, this one brings My Little Pony into the equation. Now, there was some confusion about the date and duration. So let me read the official date, the official runtime, and explain what some of the hiccups were. This is on Saturday, once again. Last year it was on Saturday, this year's on Saturday. So Saturday, August 3rd, because Gen Con's the first weekend of August this year. It is from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. in room 139. Last year, I think we booked 7 to 11 p.m., but only promised a three-hour event, and that was just to account for any spillover. This time, it's only advertised as 7 to 10, but I would be surprised if there was any event that was going on after this. So again, there might be some spillover. I recommend that you don't commit to anything before 11 p.m. if you plan on getting into this game, just because it's a multi-table special event. You want it to be special, and you don't want to rush the ending because we only had a three-hour time slot, which is what we expect the game to go, but still. And reading over the synopsis, hundreds of heroes from different worlds suddenly teleport to a field outside of Ponyville, right by Sweet Apple Acres. Some of these heroes thought they were teleporting home after defeating Lord Mindwaves and saving the multiverse. Others were home and have no idea where they are or why. On top of that, traveling through dimensions changed some of these heroes, giving them brighter hair, insignia on their skin, and animal attributes. So there's a couple of things you can read into there. One of them is that if you played in Worlds Collide Battle for the Multiverse, this you can carry over your character here, or you can build a character that you said fought Lord Mindwaves, but it's also open to brand new characters who had nothing to do with last year's event. Second thing is that some of the heroes, and it does say some, so this is optional, are gaining ponification attributes. And so if you want to play a G.I. Joe character, but make the My Little Pony version of that G.I. Joe character, you can say you are straight out of regular G.I. Joe continuity, and something about traveling dimensions has changed you. Reading the rest of the Event description: World's Collide the Pony Puzzle is the second Essence 20 multi-table mega event, where groups of 6th level player characters, each at their own table with their own game master, work together for 3 hours to accomplish a united goal, while a master of ceremonies oversees the event, tracking their victories and announcing their progress. Each team of heroes will need to work together to figure out puzzles to unlock areas for adventure, then either travel to the area or focus on the next puzzle, until they unlock and explore every area. If players make it far enough, they just may discover what has caused their multiverses to collide, their universes to collide, and solve the ultimate puzzle: find a way home. Now, that shows that the puzzle part of the pony puzzle isn't just there for alliteration. There is actually puzzle problem solving built into this adventure. Attendees will take home a swag bag, which includes a coupon to pick up one free RPG book of your choice at the booth or from the web store. So last year, the swag bag had the Field Guide to Action and Adventure, which was great. It was a brand new book. And so you were there, you were seeing the highlights, but last year's characters were not crossover characters at all. It was just a crossover event. So everyone was playing a single setting character that was playing on a table with other single setting characters. So you didn't need the Field Guide to Action and Adventure to figure out how to create your character. We'll go into where this information is in a second. But this year, crossover characters are allowed. You can have a multi-setting character or a setting that draws content from other books. And so instead of giving the field guide again, which again, people that played last year will already have it. So now it's been opened up and now you can pick one free RPG book of your choice at the booth or from the web store. So that's even great. So let's say you go and you want the newest book that just came out at Gen Con, and let's say it's sold out. You are not forced to settle for the next best thing. You can save your coupon for the web store. So, one thing you may notice is that My Little Pony is being brought into the action and adventure brands for the first time, in essence, in a capacity. Like, obviously, they crossed over in Collision. Anyway, in the My Little Pony card game crossover with Transformers, just like they did in the comic. But this is the first time that My Little Pony is... The My Little Pony Essence 20, which is compatible with the other Essence 20 books, but the My Little Pony core rulebook came out after the field guide, and so was not included as some of the crossover content for the field guide. And while some of the rules still apply, so if you have the My Little Pony core rulebook and you have the field guide to action adventure, some of that does apply, but very specific things about how to build a crossover character. The Field Guide to Action Adventure breaks that down in a way that you need for all of the other settings, and My Little Pony is a setting that was not included, and therefore that information is not there. So, there is a blog post that I think is kind of going under the radar. Like, I believe it was up for a week before anyone on Discord, in this case it was Spy, who often gets shouted out on the podcast, and in my blog, because Spy is just one of those super fans that's also useful to me as a person that is working on these products. Yeah, they found it, they pointed it out on the Discord, and that's really where the conversation started. The blog post is Gen Con Worlds Collide, the Pony Puzzle Event, Character Preparations, and it is a guide for crossover character creation in preparation for Worlds Collide, the Pony Puzzle, and includes, for the first time, advanced crossover character creation rules for My Little Pony. Just to break down specifically what you can find in this blog post, I believe it's 2,000 words. I say that I wrote it. My name's not on it, and normally you're not supposed to take credit or say what you worked on unless your name is officially out there, but like, I think people should assume that I'm the one who wrote this. I write on almost all of the crossover products. I'm not even sure. I think that when it comes to Essence 20, I have worked on every single crossover product. It's possible that there's crossover products coming out that I'm not aware of, but I think Enter the Collective, not really a crossover product because it's like setting neutral, but I did not work on that. But everything else that's had crossovers involved, I've been involved in the writing of it. So the bullet points for this blog post are in-depth rules for My Little Pony, advanced crossover character creation, crossover character creation primer. Oh yeah, so if you don't have the field guide to action and adventure, there's just some core concepts to how advanced crossover character creation works that are reiterated on this blog. But having the field guide still is more than a big help for making a crossover character. Setting and faction information for My Little Pony. So this is, first of all, huge that we gave this away for free, but we really could not have run the pony puzzle without this information being out there. So some people have speculated this is early work for Field Guide 2 or something. Nothing has been announced. All I can say is that this is information that people needed for this Gen Con event, and so it has been released on the blog, freely available for everyone. And I gotta say, like, some of this was forcing a square peg through a round hole, because, as I mentioned way back when we first talked about the Field Guide to Action and Adventure, the fact that we had these, the advanced character creation rules where you can, like, especially with the roles, you can swap out the settings, you can swap out the factions, that was a happy accident that we happened to do, that we had that level of cross-compatibility between the different brands, because it just so happens that the Power Rangers and G.I. Joe operated at more or less the same cadence, so that G.I. Joe got their focus options around the same time, Power Rangers got their Zord options, and then the only reason that Transformers works exactly like the G.I. Joe roles, well, first of all, it's actually because the first team that was working on the Transformers role-playing game, Core Rulebook, they decided to use the G.I. Joe template, so in their version, they already had focus options kind of built in. But like I said, the original roles were unusable. In some cases, they were just unfinished and it was just not ready for publication. So I offered to work on this. Renegade brought me in and I did a pass that was supposed to be a development pass, but it really just ended up being rewriting all those roles, so much so that I got a writing credit on the Transformers role-playing game Core Rulebook. And so I still took their idea that, okay, Transformers roles will still have focus options, but I had the idea that if we just sequester all of the robot-specific stuff to the focus, then you can actually swap out a focus for a G.I. Joe focus, and now you've basically doubled the amount of roles available to both of these two games. And with a little massaging, Transformers works like that too. The thing is that before I worked on Transformers, I did all my work on My Little Pony, and the idea that we would have these swappable settings and swappable factions was not part of the original plan. And so, yeah, and on top of that, I was not, like, I was involved in the first team of My Little Pony, and then basically a second team came in and rejiggered a lot of things that were in the Core Rulebook. So the versions of those roles is not even exactly how I presented them in my final turnover. So we had a lot of things that it's like, all right, well, now we have this concept of how settings and factions work. So I needed to figure out a way to make that make sense with how, with like the rate that My Little Pony roles gain their options, what lines up best with the faction rules from Transformers and G.I. Joe primarily, and Power Rangers secondarily. Like, Power Rangers, again, was not part of the original plan that made this stuff possible, but it fit in fairly well. My Little Pony took a little more work. So when you'll read it over, you will see how it will change these roles in the same way that changing factions or changing the setting changes any settings role. It's the rate, it's the cadence that you're getting your role perks does not quite fit in as smoothly. But in any case, these rules now exist, and I've already, in my latest essential builds, I already put them to the test. Oh, no, wait, no! Ah, shoot. I was going to say that I put them to the test turning the Millennium Falcon into a unicorn, but I actually found that it was truer to the build to keep the setting and the faction related to Transformers. I did use one of the rules, which we'll get into in a second, but I didn't actually show off how those rules work. But I guess I can just spoil that. I did, like last year, there will be pre-generated characters available for the Worlds Collide. I made 12 new pre-generated characters, so 6 of them are purely My Little Pony, and 6 of them are crossover characters, and they do extensively use this blog. This blog has been open on my computer for most of a week now. So, I have not actually released an example of how these actually work. expect me to in the next couple of weeks. I don't want another Essential build that's very similar to the Millennium Falcon Unicorn. But anyway, just for the sake of showing off how the setting swapping works with My Little Pony rules, I'll probably do something on the blog as a demonstration. Something I did demonstrate in that My Little Pony... in the... Millennium Falcorn is the name of that build. Something I demonstrated was how some of the new influences work. So there's four new influences on this blog, which are... They follow the same template as the Cybertronian with Attitude and Cybertronian Military, in that it takes the idea of taking the benefits from an origin from a different setting, so that you can have a military pony, which in this case is the Pony Protection Platoon, that's drawn straight from the source material. There is the Cybertronian Equestrian, which is what I used for My Little Falcorn, so that the bot mode could be a unicorn and have some of the benefits of unicorn. And then Adolescent Pony, which is the same as Cybertronian with Attitude. It's the idea that, you know, you're a teenager with attitude, you just happen to be a pony. The fourth influence is brand new, and it was just one that felt appropriate. So if you just want to do the minimal amount of crossover, you can get the Cutie Marked influence, which gives you a cutie mark. And it uses a slight variation on how cutie marks work. The cutie mark rules are very open-ended as they are presented in the My Little Pony role-playing game core rulebook. And when bringing them to the, you know, the slightly more, the more granular Essence 20 settings, it wouldn't fly. It was just too open-ended and too powerful. And so a version of what the cutie mark rules would look like that felt appropriate and balanced with the other settings was added to this blog. And then this influence gives you that version of a cutie mark. The other rules that I threw in there, and I'm very happy because they're very small and simple, but they have a meaningful impact on your character, is that when you choose your origin, you choose whether you are bipedal or quadrupedal. If you're bipedal, you work exactly how you have always worked. You get six hands worth of equipment because you've got more hands. Quadrupedal is where you can change your rules a little bit, in that you only get four hands worth of equipment. And I guess I should have called this out a little more clearly, but if you do have something that limits your number of hands of equipment, like the Rocketeer Technician Focus from Cobra Codex, it's cumulative, so you would only have two hands worth of gear plus a jetpack. But at that point, I mean, I was going to say you could just play a Pegasus, but no, there's a lot of reasons to play the Renegade, the Rocketeer. I'm playing a Rocketeer. Well, maybe talk about that after. I actually am joined in my first Essence 20 game as just a player. Technically, it's being released as a podcast, but like, my hands are off as far as the editing and the releasing of that stuff. Anyway, I'll talk about that later. So yeah, you only get four hands of equipment, but you don't get the downshift for attacking with dealing blunt damage with your unarmed attack. My thing there was that you do often see when My Little Pony crosses over with other factions. Anyway, when there are My Little Pony crossovers, you do often get the impression that their kicks really hit hard. And yes, that does mean that you are comparing a, you know, 20-foot-tall Cybertronian to the kick of a allegedly 4-foot or so, 4 or 5-foot-tall pony. But still, the way that it works in the fiction is that they usually do have an impressive unarmed attack. And it's, again, it makes it, actually, here's one of the main reasons I chose that route for quadrupedal, is that if you are giving up two hands of equipment, this takes care of your melee weapon. So you are still able to mix it up in melee. You just have less ability to customize. Although, with like the spiky general perk or influence in the Dark Skies Over Equestria, the adventure book that also introduces player-focused rules like the Changeling, it lets you do sharp damage instead of blunt damage with your unarmed attack, and that all would still apply here. And so, yeah, there's a little bit of like, this is a choice you didn't know you were making when you were building characters. Just the settings that normally assume you're bipedal work like that. The settings that normally assume you're quadrupedal work like that. But now, if you're doing crossover or sometimes, like, Transformers is actually a great example. You don't need to do a crossover to have a reason to have a quadrupedal bot mode. You can just have a purely Transformers game and still apply these rules, although they were intended for crossover play. So, yeah, that's the Gen Con Worlds Collide, the Pony Puzzle event, character preparations blog post. Really important, and I am glad that Spy pointed out that it went up, because I don't know if Renegade made any announcement about it on any kind of social media platform, and I suspect it might be because it the Worlds Collide, the Pony Puzzle, had issues where it was advertised as like a one-hour event on a Thursday night. I'm not sure if those have been fully resolved. I just know that what's posted on the Renegade site about what to expect at Gen Con is the right schedule for Worlds Collide, the Pony Puzzle. And for the, and yeah, if you want to make crossover characters, you can. If you want to make the crossover My Little Pony characters, here's how. And the final bit of crossover news is Free RPG Day 2024. There is a new Essence 20 adventure that's been announced. Unnatural Disaster. So first of all, Free RPG Day is June 22nd, 2024. That is a, it's a Saturday. It's Saturday right before I'm going to Disney World for a week, which is nice. So I will actually be able to get to a game store, even though I think Renegade, last year Renegade sent me the Free RPG Adventure, Free RPG Day Adventure that I worked on, Cobra Confusion. I think I could get a copy of this from Renegade if I don't make it to a game store, but I like going to Free RPG Day. So, an earthquake rips a hole in the center of a downtown district, and it's up to the heroes to minimize the damage. However, as they rescue innocents, stabilize structures, and manage the panic, something becomes clear. This was not a natural disaster. Now, the write-up does not mention which settings this belongs to, but if you look at the cover, it features the G.I. Joe Transformers, Power Rangers, and My Little Pony logos, and there is art of four characters. The four characters are interesting. People were speculating about what it means, because you've got Hound, established Transformers character. He's been around since the very beginning. And then you've got the Power Ranger and the G.I. Joe character. Look to be original characters, original to this adventure. But then the My Little Pony the My Little Pony character is that Aurora Glow? She's one of the Renegade Six. So she is an original character, but an established original character. And so people were trying to figure out what does that mean. And it doesn't say in the write-up, and so I cannot provide any further insight. But this is once again an attempt to, or not an attempt, but this is once again an Essence 20 crossover adventure that brings My Little Pony into the fold. And that is unfortunately all I can say about that, other than you can check out freerpgday.com for more information about this adventure and all the other stuff that you can look forward to at Free RPG Day this year. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Upshift. If you would like to know more, you can go to nodirectionpodcast.com. And of course, thank you to our patrons. You can find out more at patreon.com/nodirection. That Patreon page, I fully admit, has been sadly neglected, and it really is just, if you want to support the if you want to support what No Direction does, the content that we put out, your support matters to us, and we do appreciate it. Patreon's been this weird give and take since we originally launched it, in that we do so much stuff for free that it was hard to figure out what we could even do for the Patreon to entice more people to donate. And we had a couple of things that we've got a regular rhythm in of doing these, like live recordings with the fans. We fell out of the habit of doing that when we stopped doing the live recordings of the No Direction podcast. But yeah, ultimately, I know that most Patreons will reward their patrons for their service. We're just thankful that we get to continue to do this because of your support. And of course, thank you to Word Burglar for the use of Letters from Snake Eyes Part 4. You can find out more at wordburglar.com. See you in potentially 2 weeks. I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing this on an every 2 week schedule, but at the moment, probably. So, see you in 2 weeks for the next episode. In the world to continue my service, Lonzo would assure me that this was my new purpose, with a team of green shirt, highly trained specialists.
Kept it to myself, told the others don't question it, trust me. Some things are better left unsaid, except my demons that were screaming like the undead. I let them in every day, my main meditation was taking them down, my pain medication. Shanna sighed, and she knew she couldn't call me, at least until I found out what happened to Tommy. That mission was private, for now the objective was stopping the threat of this venomous collective spreading across the globe. I was ready to lock and load with flash, grand slam, clutch, zap, and rock and roll. Hawk, stealer, grunt, breaker, and short fuse. And before I knew, I gained a whole lot more to lose. Accept the fear, don't let it steer you. When you move with the wind, no one can hear you. Fate's your friend one day, the next it takes lives.